This morning we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, the church which sponsors this program does not celebrate this day, which is commonly called Easter, nor does any other local assembly that we are united with by a common faith. God's word is clear. It is the clear rule for the people of God to order their worship services by. And nowhere in the scriptures are we told to commemorate or celebrate any day above any other. Not the day of Christ's birth, death, or resurrection. No day is any more holy than another, just as no land is rightly called the Holy Land. True believers, our Lord said, worship in spirit and truth. And they worship God in Christ every day of the week. Every day is the Lord's day, which Scripture says we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Every day, the true believer continually walks in a spirit and attitude of worship and praise and thanksgiving to his God and to Christ, and walks by the Spirit. Not just one day of the year, 2 days, or one day of the week. However, on this day, which is commonly called Easter, since most have their minds on this day, on the event which allegedly took place on this day, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Since most have their minds on that today, then I'm going to talk about it today from 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Now, I want to talk about the resurrection of Christ. This is what Paul spoke of most frequently everywhere he went preaching throughout the book of Acts, as recorded in that book. He mentioned the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He preached the resurrection of Christ. Now, he addresses some here at Corinth, or a letter to Corinth. There were some who denied the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he writes in verses 12 and 13, "If Christ be preached," I'm reading from the Scripture, "if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen." And end of quote. Now, Paul says, if Christ is not risen, and he says many things here in this chapter, if Christ is not risen, all the prophets, years and years before him, all the prophets were liars. Those who testified of the coming Messiah, that he would be God manifest in the flesh, the Ancient of Days, the Eternal One. If he didn't rise from the grave, he's certainly not eternal. He's certainly not God if he died and stayed dead. Now, all the prophets before were liars, and they also prophesied that he would come, live, die, and rise again. Well, they're all liars if Jesus of Nazareth did not rise from the grave. And all of the apostles who testified that he did indeed rise from that grave, they are all liars. In verse 15, Paul says, "Yes, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not." So Paul says, we are false witnesses if we have testified that Jesus of Nazareth rose from the grave and he didn't rise. Now, a false witness usually has an evil motive behind his lies and behind his false witness. Usually it is money behind it. Someone has paid him or her to bear false witness. As in the case with our Lord being tried before that kangaroo court, they hired many false witnesses to say things against him for money, that is. And usually it's for fame or notoriety. Many like to get their names in the papers, and they'll say or do just about anything to do so. But these men, these 11 apostles, they gained nothing. Yea, 12, counting the Apostle Paul. These 12 gained nothing by testifying of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But rather, to the contrary, they lost everything for testifying of Christ's rising from the grave. They lost it all, including their lives. Yea, they insisted on bearing witness at every opportunity, even though threatened by their accusers and by their tormentors and torturers. They were threatened with bodily harm and even death for testifying of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that did not deter them, nor did they consider death as, and were fearful of it. But they continued. They insisted upon it. Now, so if the dead rise not, these are false witnesses. And if Christ be not risen, then chiefly Jesus Christ himself is a liar, the biggest liar who ever lived, the greatest imposter the world has ever known. More persons have followed this man than any other public figure since the world began. And if he did not rise from the grave, then there are more ignorant and foolish people than ever before who followed another man. He said he was God. In John chapter 8, verse 24, he said, "If you believe not that I am, you will die in your sin." But they said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Before Abraham was, I am. I and the Father are one." He said he was God. Many today reject the fact that Christ said he was God. Well, but he said he was God very clearly throughout the book of John. He said he was Lord. He said he was Lord. He said, "You call me Lord and Master, and you say well, for so I am." That is, I'm the sovereign, absolute ruler and controller of all things, over all flesh. That's what he said. If he didn't rise from the grave, then he's an absolute liar. He said he came from above. In one place he said, "You're from beneath. I'm from above. I came. The Father sent me." He said he was sent by God, that he came from another place to this planet. If not, if he didn't rise, then he's a liar. And he said, "No man taketh my life from me. I lay it down of myself." And he said, "I take it up again. I have this power God gave to me to lay down my life as I please, to die when I please, and to rise from the grave when I please." Now, if he did not, then he is the greatest liar, and we are the biggest fools for believing it. He said, "In 3 days I'll rise again." Now, if Christ did not rise, in verse 14, Paul says, "If Christ be not risen, our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. If this Jesus of Nazareth, whom we do believe is the Christ, if he didn't rise from the grave, then our preaching is vain. What I am doing right now is the most useless thing known to man. The occupation of preacher is the most useless occupation on earth." And let me say this, most who claim to be so are indeed useless. But true preachers now, if this is true, if Christ did rise and he has his witnesses whom he sends, whom the Scripture says he gave gifts to men, some prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and so forth, for the perfecting of the saints. If they're sent by God, then they are true men, and they're the most valuable men on earth. But if Christ did not rise, they're the most useless on earth, declaring this man who was but a mere man, and we still take our time up talking about him. Well, he said in verse 14, your faith is also vain if he did not rise. All those who believe him are deceived. All who trust this Jesus Christ are deceived. All those who say that they believe him and that he's coming back someday to receive them, take them to the Father, they're absolute fools. Verse 17 says, if Christ is not raised, your faith is vain. You're yet in your sins. Verse 19, he says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, this Christ, if he did not rise, and all our hope, all our eggs are in one basket, all of our hopes, all of our future, we base upon this one, and everything he said, we believe, and we absolutely commit our lives to him, to knowing him, studying him, worshiping him, and waiting for him, then if this is all a lie, we are of all men most miserable. What miserable people we are. And he said down in verse 32, if Christ didn't rise, why do I suffer persecution? Why am I suffering what I'm suffering? And Paul suffered as no other man did. Persecution for preaching the gospel. And as do all who preach the truth suffer persecution. I mean those who truly declare God to be as he is and Christ who he is, a sovereign Lord and sovereign Christ and holy, just, and sovereign God of the universe who does what he will with whom he will and elects whom he will and saves them completely and eternally by the particular death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who preach the truth will be persecuted for the truth. Well, but if Christ didn't rise, this is all a lie, and why do we suffer persecution? He says in verse 32, why don't we just eat and drink? Tomorrow we die. We die like a dog, and there's no resurrection of the dead. Then let's just eat and drink. Let's live it up. Let's grab all the gusto we can get. If it feels good, do it. But I read verse 20, which is the good news. Verse 20, the Apostle Paul declares, but now, yes, right now, is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. He is risen from the dead, and he was seen by the apostles, and verses 5 and 6 declare it, that all of the apostles saw him. That's one of the qualifications for an apostle, and henceforth there are no more apostles today, no matter what men call themselves. The apostle was one who had to see the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, in person. And verse 6 says over 500 person saw him at one time, seen and heard by countless persons. Peter said in 2 Peter 1, he said, we haven't followed cunningly devised fables when we've made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. No, we saw him. We handled him, John said. We heard him. And since Christ is risen from the grave, his godhood is proven. Yes, he's declared to be the Son of God, Romans said, by the Spirit of resurrection, his sovereignty is proven. Romans 14:9 says, to this end Christ both died, rose, and revived, that he might be Lord of the dead and the living. Our justification hangs upon it. We're justified by the risen and seated and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Our regeneration depends upon it. Peter said that. We're begotten again by the resurrected Christ. And our resurrection, our meeting with him someday, depends upon it. He said in to the Thessalonians that he was coming again to receive us unto himself. And so since Christ did rise, believers have a sure hope. And it means that he is all he said he was. And he did all he did, and Scripture said he did. And since Christ rose, believers have a sure hope. And those who reject this, all unbelievers, are in real trouble. I hope the Lord will make himself known to you. Until next Sunday, amen.